SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the bishop stabbed at a Sydney church publicly forgives his alleged attacker. The federal government considers granting a permanent visa to a security guard injured during the Bondi stabbings. And in sport, Brisbane's preparedness to host the 2032 Olympic Games called into question. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. A bishop who was stabbed during a live-streamed sermon has spoken for the first time since the alleged terror attack, saying he forgives his accused teenage assailant. The attack on Assyrian church bishop Marmari Emmanuel took place at Christ the Good Shepherd Church at Wakeley in Western Sydney on Monday night. A 16-year-old has been arrested over the incident, but he is yet to be charged and remains under police guard in hospital. In an audio message released by the church today, the bishop said he was doing fine and recovering quickly, while calling on people to obey the law and cooperate with police directives.
I forgive whoever has done this act. And I say to him, you're my son, I love you, and I will always pray for you. And whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well, in Jesus' mighty name. I have nothing in my heart but love for everyone, whether that person is a Christian or not. That's totally beside the point. The Lord Jesus always taught us to love one another.
This follows the arrest of a 19-year-old man in relation to a riot that broke out following the stabbing. Police Commissioner Karen Webb has said more charges are expected to be laid in relation to the riot over the coming days. The Australian government is considering granting a permanent visa to a security guard injured during the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Security guard Mohammed Taha was taken to hospital after confronting assailant Joel Couchy during the attack on Saturday, in which six people were killed. French construction worker Damien Guéraud, dubbed the Bollard Man after intervening in the attacks, will be offered a permanent visa today. The Australian Federal Police have arrested five Australians as part of an international cybercrime operation. The operation targeted phishing platform LabHost, which police allege targeted more than 94,000 people in Australia. A total of 39 people were arrested globally as part of the operation. Acting Assistant Commissioner Chris Goldsmith says the platform allowed people to easily orchestrate phishing schemes.
LabHost provided cybercriminals with all the tools they needed to undertake phishing attacks, including the infrastructure to host phishing websites, email and text content generation, and customer support services, all for as little as $270 Australian dollars a month. Through LabHost, cybercriminals could select from more than 170 replicated websites of legitimate organisations, including banks and government services, to launch their own attacks.
Votes will soon be counted in the Solomon Islands elections, with Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare hoping to become the first leader to secure consecutive terms. The Pacific nation, made up of more than 1,000 islands, held national and provincial votes yesterday. The election has been closely watched by the United States and China due to the island nation's strategic location in the Pacific. British actor Hugh Grant has settled a lawsuit against the publisher of The Sun tabloid newspaper over claims journalists use private investigators to tap his phone and burgle his house. Grant, alongside Prince Harry, was suing Newsgroup newspapers for alleged widespread unlawful information gathering, including landline tapping, burglary, and blagging confidential information about him. Grant, famous for films such as Love Actually and Notting Hill, has become a prominent campaigner on press reform since the phone hacking scandal emerged more than a decade ago. And in sport, Brisbane's preparedness to host the 2032 Olympic Games has been called into question at a Senate inquiry into preparations underway in Queensland. Former Brisbane Lord Mayor Graham Quirk has told the inquiry he was blindsided by the government's plans to use the Queensland Sport and Athletics Centre as a venue, instead advocating for a new stadium. A bill has now been introduced to establish an independent authority in the lead-up to the Games. Mr. Quirk has told the Nine Network decisions need to be made.
You've got to be prepared to do the compromising, doing what is in the best interests of the games, but more importantly, from our perspective as a panel, as I say, our recommendations would give a good Olympic and Paralympic Games, but they would also provide that lasting legacy for Queenslanders. So it is in everyone's interest, though, to get on with it, to get the bill done, because the longer these things go on, the more they cost as well.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.